have rarely used the crutches. I face the challenge of being eternal. I align the cells with my body. I know each by name. And that's it. That's all we got.
Mo. And I like your strategy, walking around the house, saying it. You know, cleaning up the house, saying it. Playing sports, saying it. Thank you, Nasha and Sisa. It is a tradition here at Aya. For you, Naja Brown, for you, Jerisa, for you, Safia, Isachar, when someone gives something, that you show appreciations without it being asked of you, as I'm doing right now, that you spontaneously appreciate when people put forth some effort, okay? It is just a tradition. And think about it. If we are to heal from the wounds of oppression, we will do so by our appreciating ourselves. In this world, dominated as it is, where the television is dominated and the media is dominated and textbooks and those things are dominated by others who mean us no good, we're not likely to be genuinely appreciated. And so it is important that we do that with each other, for ourselves. And we practice that at Aya. Instead of it being a hollow theory, instead of it just being a part of the Aya constitution that's a ought to and a dead letter, it's a tradition. It's a custom here. So I'm saying it because it's the beginning of the school, and I'm hoping that that you, as Bob Marley will say, catch a fire. Okay, who else would like to say what they remember of? Good morning, Keela. What you remember of I Am? Since there are no takers, I want you to all pull out your I Am pledge. I'm also going to pull it up in the text chat for those of you who can see it there. All right, do you have it? Ayinde, do you see this? This is one of two school pledges that you will know this year. There are school pledges, there are school stories and songs, okay? Right now we're focused on the pledge. Okay, and let's see here, Sisa, I don't know how I'm going to get this to you since it won't come up. Have your mother or your dad, Baba Kwai or Mama LaForma, give me a call so that we can resolve how you can get it, okay? In the meantime, as you listen to it, visualize it. I want others of you to do the same thing. I don't want you just to see the words on the page. I want you to say them out loud. And as you say them out loud, I want you to visualize each line. Okay? Visualize each line. Ayinde. Will you read the first section? It starts with I and it ends with I contemplate on myself and see everything in me. And while Ayinde is saying this, everybody is saying it out loud in your own house, space, school, cluster, wherever you are, so that the people around you might even think that you have lost your mind. Actually, what you're doing is finding it. Ayinde, press and hold the Talk Now button. Please.
I am alive. I am conscious and aware. I am unique. I am who I say I am. I am the value God. I forever evolve inwardly and outwardly in response to the challenge of my nature. I am the face of humanity, The face of humanity is my face. I contemplate myself and see everything in me.
Mo. Man, love it. Love the way you read, my brother. Beautiful. Jerisa, would you read that second section that starts with "I outgrow," and it is it ends with "a prison of the mind."
I outgrow the use of crutches. I face the challenge of being internal. I align the cells of my body. I know each by name. I am self-knowledge without end. That which I eat, drink, or learn, I convert into myself. I walk in humanity in the presence of the person. I can afford to be humble. I am not afraid. I am adequate. That doctrine shall prevail which is not afraid of the person. I reject all dogmas that create disorder in my personality. I am the enemy of dogmas, for enemy is a prison of mine.
Mo. Why a dip. Jerisa, you hit that. That's fantastic. Apparently I'm the only one that believes that. Really? very good. All right. And the, let's see here. For this last section, I want you to start with "I am" and end with "I shall never be alone." We'll have another person pick up that. So it starts with "I'm a value" and it ends with "I shall never be alone." And here I would love the voice of Mama Fu, if she is present, to come forth to help us with that section.
I am a value. I have all the power to be what I want to be. There's glory in being human, in being a self-defining value. My name is man. My name is woman. I formed myself from my mandate. My mandate was the law. I entered earth as an act of will. I came to realize the promise of being a value, to realize the glory of being human, to discover more satisfying dimensions of being a person. I am not alone. I have never been alone. I shall never be alone, for I am a cluster. I am father, mother. I am the cluster of phenomena which constitute me. I am father, mother, child. I am the past, the present, and the future. I have no beginning and no end.
Mo. Woo. Ah. Did y'all feel that power coming back from the ancestors? Talking about some truth. So we have one more section. It starts with "I'm the geodesic circle," and it ends with "I'm the eternal person." And for that, I would like a mirror. Excuse me. I think in the text chat for Akila, please.
Okay. I am the geodesic circle in which father and mother merge to become me. I extend myself into the child. I am the brick out of which society is built. I am the eternal person.
I need you to do that again. Coming on the heels of Mama Fool that had us up in the stratosphere, sister, you got to keep us up there. I can't come down in the valley just yet.
Okay. I am the geodesic circle in which father and mother merge to become me. I extend myself into the child. I am the brick out of which society is built. I am the eternal person.
Mo. Why a dip? Monica. Great words. Great work. Now, when you read this, you must read it and breathe life into it. It is centuries old. It is the wisdom of our ancestors distilled in words and interpret it and translate it in English so that you might feel their spirit and get their wisdom. When you are saying it, and I encourage you to say it out loud, I encourage you to take it in sections and say this. Whatever part you remember, say it. If you have younger brothers and sisters, they are, you know, are often very easy and eager, particularly if you put some mm with it. Now, if you're going to stand up and read to them, you know, that won't work. But take a section and then put the paper behind you. And then when you sing it, give it all you got. Bring it. When we give to our ancestors, they indeed give to us. All right. Safia, yesterday you were having mic difficulties right at the beginning, and so you couldn't lead us in libation. Are you willing to do that this morning? Okay. I want to start. And just a second, let me refill my container. You can do it again. Yes, you can. So apparently you want to. If you're ready, let's roll with it, brother. Isachar. 30 seconds, okay. All right. Isachar will lead us again while he is getting prepared. Our choosing to memorize this piece is one form of libation. That is, that we give of ourselves, of our time, of our energy, of our intellect to the wisdom of our ancestors is a gift to them. It is saying that we value them. We value their words and their wisdom and their experience and their perspective. And to say that we value them is to say that we value us. Does everyone understand that? To say that we value them by giving to them, by studying them, by lifting up their words, by choosing to understand them, it is saying that we value ourselves. Because Malcolm taught us you cannot hate or discount the roots of a tree and not discount the tree and the fruits. You cannot, if you do not value the roots of a tree, then how can you value the fruits of a tree? And we are the fruit from our ancestors' roots. And valuing them is something more than a general piece. Let me know when you're ready, Isachar. Just type "I'm ready" in the text chat. Excellent. So, and to make this path, again, think about an ancestor. When is your time to call? Think about an ancestor that you want to come, whose energies, whose memory, whose spirit, whose example, that you want to be with you so that you can be the best scholar that you can be, that you can become a scholar warrior. Which one? Who do you need? Whose example, whose memory, whose spirit can you call on so that they can be with you? Isachar.
Okay. First I'd like to call on the Creator, for which we all need with us today. I'm gonna pour some water to honor the Creator. That's right. And the first human I'm going to call on is Paul Laurence Dunbar. He's a great poet. I've read much of his poetry, and I feel that I need him here today because of all of his creativity, all of his will to push through all the people not wanting him to publish his poetry, but he still persevered and went through everything he had to go through to establish his poetry for thousands to read. Ashe. Now, would anyone else like to pick an ancestor to honor?
I'm gonna call on Alma Thomas. She was a great visual artist, and I went to learn her creativity, and to her creativity was inspiring, and to making my work more creative and beautiful like hers.
I'll call on Nina Simone, so we can have her way of thinking things differently and, creatively.
I'll call on Ahotep and Amos Nefertari for their warrior spirit and their perseverance, because I think that we need that today.
Okay, since there are three people, I'm going to pour libations three times. Ashe.
It is done. It is important, and again, Cesar, you can, even though you're not in class with us every day, if you choose to be a part of this ceremony every morning, you can do that, and so can Keshu. Anyone who attends can come to our assembly in the morning and in the evening, and so that we can be together. Thank you so much, Azachar. We want you to have these two things that we focused on today to be available to you readily at any time, as we need people to carry our traditions. I was thinking, let's say you were to do this someplace, and someone said to you, that's just not a good thing, you know, pouring libation, you know, you exclude other people, and it's just not a good thing to do that. What is your response to that? So another student from another school, or a teacher, or somebody says, what you're doing is racist, this pouring of libation. This is racist, and not only is it racist, it's a anti- whatever. What would you do or say? What is your response to that?
Well, I mean, it's not racist because it's our ancestors. I mean, if they were doing this, they would call on George Washington. And, you know, all they people, they wouldn't call on black people. So, I'm sorry, that's not racist.
Come on, folks, you respond. I mean, say, I got your amening, folks. I want to know, what would you say? What is your response? Yeah, Nasha, you're excluding us. Yeah, Mira, you want us to call the names of your people. Everybody jump in. Safia, type in. Ife, type in. You know, Allende, type in. What is your response? Okay. What is the name of the street that you live on? Type it in the text chat. What is the name of the street that you live on? Everybody, please type it quickly. What is the name of the street that you live on? Akanke, thank you. Teresa, thank you. Thank you, Nasha. Thank you, Ayende. Then why are you calling the name of so many Europeans? And not only do you call their name today, every time you give somebody directions, you're calling their name. Why are you asking you know, calling their spirits and their memories and their energy of when you tell somebody your address, when you give somebody direction, when you proudly say, this is where I live. That is all around you. Go to any library, go to buildings. We name things to remember, to memorialize to those that we revere and what they stand for, their example, their spirit is remembered and carried forth as we call their names. And you see, so this is our process and just one part of it. And I will tell you a libation story that you may have heard before and you'll hear again. I was at a school, it's typically called a European prep school up in Connecticut. A very expensive one and very old one. And all around this huge room, I was doing diversity training for the faculty. They had started to admit some black students there at the school, and they had maybe a few black faculty. Most of the faculty were white. This is a school where it costs about 30, that is, training to help black people survive in a white racist environment, and training for white people to challenge some of their oppression and to have them begin to operate and create an environment that's more egalitarian, etc. Less oppressive, da da da. Keela, that's the diversity training. And so as I looked around the room and I was being introduced, I looked around and saw this room full of teachers, and around the room, this huge room, were pictures, because Connecticut is one of the oldest states in the United States, and there are these pictures of the white men, and there weren't any women included, who had been presidents of this prestigious institution, high school though it was. Typically it would cost at that time about $30,000 to send your children there, and that was 10 years ago. And there were these rows and rows of pictures all around, down, side, and the back. So when I stood up after being introduced and called, I asked for some water, and I asked someone to go and get me a plant, and someone obliged, and I stood there while they got it, quietly. Everybody not knowing what I was doing or why. And when they returned with the water and the plant, I said to them, as I sit here or stand here in this room, and I look around and I see all these great white men, these people who have been leaders of this institution, they are here in this room that you gather to remind you of your greatness. They're here to remind you of who you are, of your power, of your mission. I said, and they feed you. They speak to you, don't they? And people said, yes. And I said, but they don't speak to me. So that I can be here fully with you, I'm going to call into this space, into this room, those who can be with me, so that I can be fully with you. And I poured libation, not for them. I did not ask them to say a word. I was pouring libation for myself, bringing those spirits into the room with me so that I could have the power to do what I had to do. And I did. I poured libation for Sonia Hayes Stone and many folks who meant things to me, and asked them to come to be with me, etc., etc. And then I began the workshop. Now, do you understand that this is this? You carry this is for you. This is not an empty, cute little ceremony. This is for you. And of course, no, they'd never ever had any diversity training like that. But at that point, I wasn't trying. I was here needing to be with me. Otherwise, you'll find yourself in situations like that, and you will be intimidated and off balance. Okay. So, I want in the 2 minutes, 1 minute we have left for you to say, what do you recommit yourselves? You can type it or you can talk it very quickly. What do you recommit yourselves to doing today and achieving today as a scholar and a scholar warrior, as a student? What is it that you, and thank you for those ashes and for those wows, and if you want me to talk to you about it, you know, I can. But right now, please, a commitment for today and for the rest of the week as a scholar and scholar warrior.
I recommit myself to focus in as much as I can on what I'm learning so I can get everything that I possibly can out of it. I commit myself to paying attention and researching on my own and everything so that I can know more than I do.
Nasha, I really love that one in the middle, that you commit yourself to producing material. I love Teresa. I commit myself today and every day to doing my best work. All right, Cesar, never weakening or wavering. What do you commit to do today as you are studying, as you are in class, as you are asking questions, as you are seeking to learn? If you have not finished, please do so as we go into break, so that on this page is a page of your commitment for yourself for this day. And at 9 o'clock, you will proceed to either proceed to Origins of World Civilization or to Comparative Government. The Comparative Government and history class meets in the Sankofa Science Room. The Origins of World Civilization begins in the Sankofa Social Studies Room. So you will log out of here and into there. And with that and with your commitments, I want to say how much I appreciate you. And I appreciate your leadership for this session, all that you've done. I want to remind you that it is not an option. Practice. You have several days. I am is something that I want you to master this week. You were to have mastered it last week. Please jump on it, okay? Because we have the second one to do. And then we have a song and a story or two to learn as a part of the Aya culture. All right. Have a good break. 9 o'clock is your time.
I appreciate everybody. Appreciate Dola Kessler. We had a great libation and everything today. I'm going to memorize the rest of I Am, and I'll see you on the next class.